can't let Bill be a lifeguard up at the lodge without me around. One of those scheming, brazen, good-for-nothing females is going to pretend she's John and try to get friendly with my Bill. I just know it. That's the way I met him myself.
Well, neighbors, Beulah's boyfriend, Bill, is going to be a lifeguard up at Sweet Air Lodge in order to get himself a free 2-week vacation. And Beulah is planning to be at the lodge at the same time with her girlfriend, Oriole.
Yeah, but complications set in, Mr. Miller.
Oh?
It turns out that Bill starts being a lifeguard on July the 1st, and my vacation doesn't start till the 15th, because that's when the folks are leaving for their auto trip to Mexico.
Well, then you won't be able to be up there when Bill is.
No, that's why I'm so upset. Mm. If Bill's a lifeguard, he's going to be surrounded by all those man-chasing women, and I won't be around to protect my interests.
Hey, Beulah, you've got a point there.
Sure. I've been chasing him myself for 7 years, and I want to be sure and be there when he finally runs out of breath. Oh, I'm so upset, I can't even keep my mind on my housework.
Beulah, is anything wrong?
Oh, no, ma'am. There's nothing wrong.
Oh, now look, you've got something on your mind. What is it?
Well, it's my vacation up at Sweet Air Lodge, Miss Alice. I'm going up there on the 15th, and my Bill's going up there on the 1st. But we won't be together.
Oh, that's a shame.
And you know how those single girls flock around lifeguards. They'll be buzzing around Bill like flies around a horse's tail. And I want to be there to swat them.
Well, now, I wouldn't worry about that, Beulah. You know Bill will only have you on his mind.
Maybe so, Miss Alice. But while I'm up there on his mind, someone else will have to be down there on his left.
Well, now, look, if you're really so upset about this, maybe Mr. Henderson and I can leave for Mexico a little earlier. I'll ask him at lunch.
No, ma'am, I couldn't let you do that.
Well, then what about Bill?
Well, I just have to take my chances, Miss Alice. After all, I just got 2 things to worry about.
2 things?
Uh-huh. 1, that Bill puts temptation behind him. And 2, that Bill doesn't have eyes in the back of his head. Care for anything else for you, folks?
No, not for me, Beulah.
No, for me, either. That was a wonderful lunch, Beulah.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Harris. Harris,
Alice, by the way, honey.
Yes?
And Beulah.
Yes, sir?
I'm afraid there'll be a little change in our vacation plans.
Change? What sort of change, dear?
Instead of leaving on the 15th, I think we'll leave on the 1st instead.
On the 1st, Miss Harris?
Yeah, the 1st. I just hope that won't interfere with your plans, Beulah.
Well, if this isn't a coincidence...
It is?
Beulah would rather leave on the 1st anyway.
Well, now, isn't that fine? Yeah. That is a coincidence.
Yeah, and I got a hunch this coincidence is being conched on purpose.
What do you mean, Beulah?
You're just doing this for my sake, aren't you, folks?
Oh, now that's ridiculous.
Why, of course it is. No, you see, I decided to go to Mexico earlier because of the bullfight. Yeah. Yeah, right now happens to be the start of the bull season.
It sure is.
Well, Beulah, I know we just talked about this morning, but really, it is a coincidence.
Folks, I'd hate to think that you changed your plans on account of me.
Why, now that's just sheer nonsense. We're not doing this for you at all.
Why, of course not. We're not doing this for you.
Well, okay, folks. But even though you're not doing this for me, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for not doing it.
This is a big department store, Beulah. We can find plenty of nice bathing suits and some suits here.
Yeah, there's a beachwear section, Oriole. Come on.
You know, it's show us Cedar the Henson's picture so you can be up at Cedar at the same time as Bill?
Yeah, they're the sweetest people in the whole world.
Yeah. Of course, my boss, Mr. Perrin, was very nice about it when I asked for a vacation, too.
He was?
Uh-huh. He not only told me to take a nice, long vacation, he told me he didn't care if I ever came back, either.
Yeah, that was nice of him.
Yeah, in fact, Mrs. Perrin even told me a nice place to go on a vacation. Go on a vacation.
He did?
Uh-huh. He said I ought to love it there. And he'd be very happy if I went there, too.
Oh, is that so?
Uh-huh. By the way, honey, where's Ma?
Oh, never mind about Mr. Perrin now. We gotta find some nice summer things so we can look real attractive to us at the lodge.
Oh, honey, look. That's something that'd be perfect for me to get a man with.
You mean that yellow strapless bathing suit?
Uh-uh.
The blue one?
Uh-uh.
Then what are you looking at?
That bad chap in the sporting goods section.
Oh, for goodness sake, Oreo. Look over here. Don't you see that nice style on those dummies?
Well, that doesn't prove anything, honey. Just because it looks good on a dummy doesn't prove it looks good on me.
Believe me, honey, that's proof positive. let's see if we can find something we like here.
Good afternoon, ladies. May I help you?
We'd like to buy some bathing suits.
Oh, well, here are some suits that just came in. Lovely two-piece models, see?
Is that all there is to them?
Yes.
Got any eight-piece models?
Oh, you needn't worry about this suit, madam. It's specifically designed to show off the right places and conceal the wrong places.
Well, that doesn't make any difference to Beulah. On her, even the right place for the wrong place.
Never mind.
Really, madam, this is the very latest style. It's absolutely guaranteed to knock a man dead.
Oh, did you hear that, honey?
Yeah, but who wants a bathing suit that'll knock a man dead? I want one that'll put a little life in him.
Well, maybe you ought to wear it backwards.
I assure you, madam, this bathing suit will be most attractive to the men.
By the way, can I ask you a pretty personal question?
Well, what is it?
Are you married?
No, I'm still single.
How about the other sales girl over there? Is she married?
Yeah, she is.
Then would you mind if she waited on us? As long as I'm going to get advice on how to attract a man, I might as well get it from someone who made the grade.
Oh, Beulah, these things you bought for your vacation are lovely. Oh, I'm sure Bill will be just crazy about them, too.
Well, I hope he is crazy about them, Miss Alice. In fact, I hope he goes completely out of his mind and proposes.
Well, you never know. Maybe this vacation will do the trick.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so happy about this whole thing. And I want to thank you and Mr. Hare again for changing your vacation so me and Bill can be together.
Oh, there's Bill now. You go on and tell him the good news, Beulah.
Yeah. Wait a year so I can leave on the 1st of July with him.
It's Bill, baby. The man who's got a kiss like the kick of a mule.
Well, step right in, mule, and start kicking.
Well, how are you today, my little peach?
Oh, just peachy, honey.
Yes. What's that you got on there, baby?
Oh, it's my new beach robe, Bill. Mm-hmm. I was showing it to Miss Alice. Do you like it?
Why, honey, you look like $1,000,000.
I do, Bill.
Yeah. That's quite a role you got there.
Bill Jackson!
I'm just teasing, my little honey bunch. Oh, that beach rope fits you swell. And I like them beach slippers I want, too.
Well, I'm glad you like all this stuff, honey, because I got a big surprise for you.
A surprise?
Yeah. The folks have changed their vacation plans, And now I can leave for the lodge on the first after all. That's why I bought all this beach stuff. Mm. So I look real nice lying there near my big, handsome lifeguard. Isn't that just perfect?
Well, baby, that's perfect except for one thing.
What's that?
Well, I just arranged to be the lifeguard up at Sweet Isle on July the 15th instead of July the 1st.
What?
Well, I wanted to be with you, baby. And you said you had a month off starting July 15th.
Oh, no. And as the folks change their vacation plans and everything, now you're still going to be up alone up there with all those single men chasing women.
Well, honey, I can't ask them to change me back again. I lose my chance for this free vacation.
Oh, I'm not blaming you, Bill. I guess there's only one thing I can do now. Sit home and worry about the weather.
Worry about the weather?
Yeah. Whether or not you're doing what I'm worrying about. There. How was that?
Oh, baby, my lips ain't felt like this since the time I fell asleep with the lighted cigar in my mouth.
Well, I'm so happy, Bill. And I better tell Oriole to start getting ready. She's going with me, you know.
Well, look, baby, I got to phone the man up at the lodge today anyway, so I'll make the reservation for you and Oriole. Okay?
Oh, that'll be fine, honey.
I'll get you a nice sunny room with a pair of twin beds. How's that sound?
A pair of twin beds?
Yeah.
Well, that's okay for me. But what's Oriole going to sleep on? This fine summer day.
My. Just look at that smile on your face, Bill. What on earth can make a girl so happy?
Only one thing, Johnny. A boy.
You're talking about Bill, I presume.
Uh-huh. Bill just changed jobs with another lifeguard, Johnny, and now me and him can spend our vacation together.
Whoa, boy, that's wonderful. Those vacation spaces are so romantic.
Yeah.
You know, I once met a girl on vacation I was crazy about, Beulah. Every single night I took her for a long, long walk in the moonlight. Until one day a terrible thing happened.
What?
I saw what she looked like in the sunlight.
Well, here's the clothes. And get them back real soon, because we're all leaving for our vacations, you know.
Okay. What's this thing here?
Oh, that's something of mine, Johnny. It's my off-the-shoulder, bare midriff, plunging neckline dress. I figured it might help make a man pop the question.
Well, it'll make me pop the question, all right.
It worked?
Yeah, and here's the question. What keeps it up?
Bye. Well, I guess that dress is pretty daring.
Okay, Beulah, Mr. Henderson will be home for lunch soon.
Well, I'll fix lunch right away, Miss Al.
I can't get over the change in you. Ever since Bill changed jobs to spend his vacation with you, you've been smiling like a cat's just caught a mouse.
Well, I still ain't caught the mouse yet, Miss Al, but at least I'll be close enough now to entice him with the right kind of cheese. But you're looking pretty happy yourself today, Miss Al.
Well, I guess it's the trip to Mexico. I've always dreamed about a motor trip like this, and now it's finally come true.
I know, and I'd really like to go there someday, too.
Well, maybe you will, Beulah.
And if I do, I'd like to go just the way you're going, Miss Alice.
Oh, you mean with the car?
No, I mean with a husband.
Oh,
here's Mr. Henderson.
Hello, honey.
Hi.
Hi,
Beulah.
Well, howdy, Mr. Harris.
What's the matter, dear?
Hmm?
You upset about that?
Well, yeah. I'm afraid I am, Alice. I bumped into Ross Murray this morning, and he and Lucille were in Mexico last summer, you remember?
Yes.
And he said that summer is no time to be eating all that hot, spicy food you get down there.
Oh, Harry.
Well,
that Mexican food won't bother us.
Oh, well, now you're just saying that.
Well,
after all, I can name two people that did bother. The Murrays.
Well, I can name lots of people that didn't bother Mr. Harris.
Who?
30 million Mexicans.
Oh, dear, we were planning on it.
I know that, Alice. But it's just silly to go there if we're going to get sick.
Oh, Harry.
No, no, we can go someplace else. I'll be down in a minute. I want to get cleaned up for lunch.
Oh, darn it. I wanted to go to Mexico.
Well, maybe you still can, Miss Alice. I got an idea.
An idea?
Uh-huh. Let's surprise Mr. Harry for lunch and cook up some real Mexican-style food. Once he eats it, he'll see it's delicious, and he'll want to go to Mexico more than ever.
Do you really think it'll work?
Sure. I'll start making some enchiladas and hot tamales, Miss Alice. And just to be on the safe side,
yes,
you sprinkle bicarbonate of soda on everything.
Oh, the enchiladas and tamales look wonderful, Beulah. I never knew you could cook Mexican food.
Well, I started to learn when you planned this trip to Mexico, Miss Alice. Now, all we got to do now is chop up these onions.
Well, all right, come on. I'll help you. Let's get started right away. Ooh. Oh, my goodness. Those onions are so strong.
Mmm. They sure are strong.
Oh, look at my eyes. I'm crying.
Me too. I haven't cried this hard since I celebrated my 21st birthday.
Why were you crying then?
Because I was 35 at the time.
Oh, my goodness. How can onions be this powerful?
We better turn our heads the other way, Miss Alice. Our tears are going to weaken the gravy.
Well, girls, how's lunch coming?
Oh, it'll be ready in a few minutes.
Well, yes. That's good.
Yes, in a couple of minutes.
Well, oh, Alice, honey.
Huh?
Well, I didn't think you'd take it that hard.
Huh? Take it this hard?
Yes. Well, darn it, I had no idea calling off the Mexican trip had upset you this badly, honey. I'm awful sorry.
Uh-oh, keep crying, Miss Alice. I think we've got something here.
What's that, Beulah?
I said there's nothing in the world like Mexican beer.
That is good. Well, no, look, darling. If your heart's set on Mexico, we'll just go to Mexico, and the heck with what they say about hot food.
Oh, really, dear?
Well, absolutely, sure. Now, you just dry those pretty eyes and come out of the table.
All right, I'll be there, dear. You go sit down.
Okay. No more tears.
Oh, isn't this wonderful? Your Mexican food really did the trick.
Yes, and it did it the hard way while it was still in the oven. Well, it looks like our vacation is all set, Miss Alice. You're going to Mexico after all, and I'm going to be up in Sweet Air Lodge with my sweet Bill Jackson. Oh, I'll get the phone, Miss Alice. Henderson residence, Beulah conversing.
Hello, baby. It's Bill.
Oh, hello, honey. Did you arrange for a nice room for Oriole and me?
Well, that's why I'm calling, baby. There's no rooms available at Sweet Isle Lodge for the whole month of July.
What?
They're booked solid, baby. Looks like we can't be together after all. See you later, baby.
Oh, me. Miss Alice.
Yes, what's wrong, dear?
Miss Alice, would you mind handing me that onion?
The onion?
Yes, sir. I might as well chop some more because I'm going to be crying anyway.
Ah! Well, neighbors, the Henderson household is buzzing with vacation excitement this week. Alice, Harry, and Donnie are leaving July 1st for an auto trip to Mexico. And Beulah's going to spend 2 weeks up at Sweet Air Lodge. That's why she's so happy these days.
Yeah, I'm tickled silly. Ho, ho, ho.
Why, Beulah, what's wrong? I thought your boyfriend Bill was going to be the lifeguard up at Sweet Air, and that's why you wanted to go.
Yes, sir, but I can't get reservations. They're all full.
Oh, no wonder you're upset. Hey, if Bill is the lifeguard there, he'll be surrounded by women all day long.
And that's what I don't like, Mr. Miller. If Bill rounds up to another girl this summer, I'm going to be in for a mighty cold winter. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Miller. There's Bill now.
It's Bill, baby. The great big handsome dressing on your salad of love.
Well, just be careful, dressing, and stay away from those other tomatoes.
Now, look, baby. You got to learn to trust me. You got to have faith in a man, especially after we get married.
Well, what do you mean, Bill?
Well, just suppose I happen to come home one night with some lipstick on my collar or something. Would you ask me a lot of questions?
No, I don't think so, Bill.
You wouldn't even ask one question?
No. What good would it do?
What do you mean, what good would it do?
Well, how could you answer after I'd hit you on the head with that baseball bat?
Well, baby, you got to get over being so suspicious.
I do, huh?
Yeah, I love you, honey, and I don't care about no other girl.
Well, it's not that I don't trust you, Bill. It's just that there's going to be lots of girls at the lodge, and some of them are allowed to be real beautiful.
Oh, but they won't be as beautiful as you, baby.
Oh, Bill. you mean you still love me as much as you did when we first met 8 years ago?
Baby, with every passing year, I love you more.
Really?
Sure, because with every passing year, there's more of you for me to love.
Say, what am I laughing at?
Now, you just stop worrying, honey. Besides, I bet there ain't no single woman up there at all. Just a bunch of old men.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Bill. Oh, excuse me, there's someone at the door.
Oh, hello, my dear, sweet cousin Bill.
Oh, hello, Freddy.
Hi there, Freddy.
Bill, say, you're just the man I'm looking for.
No.
Yeah, I just got the latest report from Sweet Air Lodge. The odds are now 35 to 1.
Oh, is that so, Freddy?
Yeah!
Freddy, what odds are 35 to 1?
Well, there's 35 single women up there for every man.
What?
Man, we're really going to have ourselves a time, Bill.
Freddy.
Boy, I wish I was an octopus so I could hug four of them at once.
Well, so long, Freddy. See you later.
Bill Jackson, you said there was just old men up there.
Now, look, baby, look. There might be some single girls up there, but there's nothing to worry about. They're even older than these men I was talking about. Ain't that right, Freddy?
Huh? Oh, yeah. I get you. Cousin Bueller, those gals are just a bunch of old gray mares.
Now, you hear that, baby? You hear that? Those gals are just a bunch of old gray mares.
Well, even if they are, I'll be worried anyway. There's many an old gray mare that still likes to go for a gallop. Oh, me, there's old Hill. Oh, take it easy, woman. I'm coming. Goodness.
Hi, Beulah, honey.
Oh, hello, Oreo.
Say, honey, we just got to go to the movies tonight. If I come by 8 o'clock, will you be ready?
Oreo, I'm in no mood for movies.
Say, honey, we just got to go tonight. They got a picture opening called The Man.
So what?
Well, maybe they're giving away free samples.
Look, Oreo, I got my own men problems right now. Bill is going to be the lifeguard of a Sweet Air Lodge, and from what I hear, the place is swarming with single women.
Oh, that's too bad, honey, because single women are nothing but a bunch of vicious, wild, man-chasing creatures, aren't we, Beulah?
Well, the worst thing of all is that Bill is going to be the lifeguard, and you know how women act with lifeguards.
Oh, it's disgraceful.
Yeah.
You know, I'll never forget last year. There was one girl who just wouldn't let that poor lifeguard alone. She chased him around every single minute.
Mm.
In fact, she even tried to find him in the men's locker room.
Well, how could anyone do anything so stupid?
Easy, I didn't see the sign.
Well, I just wish there was some way we could get reservations at Sweet Air so I could keep an eye on Bill.
Yeah, that way you'd know he's safe.
Uh-huh. But they're all filled, and I'm
good. Hey, I just thought of something, honey.
What?
I know a girl who has reservations for next week, and she couldn't get a vacation, so she might go.
Yeah.
And she's a real good friend of mine, so I'm sure she'll give us her reservation.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Beulah, we're as good as on our way.
Oral, you finally used your brain.
Oh, well, I kept it brand new as long as I could.
Would you care for another enchilada first?
Oh, yes, please. Mm-hmm. They're delicious.
Oh, they're wonderful. And yet, this was a great idea. Serving Mexican food all week so we'd be accustomed to it for our trip to Mexico.
Yeah, I hope it hasn't been too much trouble for you, Beulah, preparing all this Mexican food.
Oh, it's no trouble at all to make Mexican food, Miss Alice. You just get the formula for dynamite and add rice and onions.
It is pretty hot stuff, all right.
I'll say. I was considering setting the table with knives and forks and fire extinguishers.
Well, it's delicious anyway. And just what we need before our trip to Mexico.
Say, how are you folks getting along with your Spanish?
Oh, fine. Just fine and dandy. I mean, bueno. Bueno.
That's better, senorita.
Well, Spanish is really a beautiful language. But I must say, it's kind of tricky to learn.
I'll bet it is.
Oh, no, now, it isn't really as confusing as it sounds, Beulah. In fact, we've learned quite a bit with those new conversational books they're putting out.
Yes, they tell you all the things you need to know when you're in Mexico.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Tell you how to order a meal, how to get a taxi, how to get a hotel room.
Say, if they've got a chapter on how to get a husband, I'll study Spanish, too.
Oh, Beulah.
I'd like to learn that in any language.
Say, Beulah, speaking of marriage, is there anything new on your reservations up at that lodge where Bill's going to be lifeguard?
Oh, that sure is, Mr. Harris.
Oh?
That's why I've been so happy today. My girlfriend, Oreo, is getting us reservations from a friend of hers, and we're going up to Sweet Air Lodge so I can be near Bill.
Oh, that's wonderful, Beulah.
Oh, there's Oreo now. I guess you got the reservation. Excuse me, folks. Yes. I mean, hasta la Carmen Miranda, senor. Where did you get the reservation?
Yep. I said I'd get him and I did.
Ha-ha!
Yeah, we're going there instead of my girlfriend.
Oh, well, I'm so happy I could kiss you.
Well, thanks, honey, but you're not my type.
Now I don't have to worry about my bill.
Yeah, that's right, honey.
Those women don't dare try to get near my dreamboat when you've got a battleship escort like me.
Clever me to think of this.
Have you got all the information about the reservations, Oreo?
Uh-huh. My girlfriend wrote everything down on a piece of paper. Room number and all. Here's the paper, Beulah.
Oh, this is wonderful. Reservations for July the 1st, room number 206, Indian Head Springs Hotel.
Indian Head Springs Hotel?
Indian Head Springs?
Ain't that where we go?
We're going to Sweet Air Lodge.
Oh, that's right.
Well,
it's a perfectly natural mistake, Beulah.
Natural mistake?
Yeah.
How could anyone mix up Sweet Air Lodge with the Indian Head Springs Hotel?
Well, you see, honey, the word sweet made me think of sugar, and sugar made me think of horses, and horses made me think of cowboys, and cowboys reminds me of Indians. That's how I thought of Indian Head Springs Hotel.
Oreo.
Huh?
The word sweet reminds me of sugar, too.
It does?
Yeah, and sugar reminds me of horses, and horses reminds me of you.
Me? How come?
Because a horse is the nearest thing I can think of to a jackass. That's how sweet! Looks like there's no way for me to get up to Sweet Air Lodge with Bill. There's only one thing I can think of now, and that's to give Bill a pair of sunglasses made out of magnifying glass, so all the girls up there will look twice as big as me.
Lifeguard, who dropped by to see his cute little kitten.
Well, I may be as cute as a kitten, Bill, but right now I feel like something a cat dragged in.
Oh, now, baby, you're still so upset about me being a lifeguard up at Sweet Al Lodge.
Well, to tell the truth, I am worried about that, Bill. Of course, I'm not worried about all those single girls you might meet.
Well, of course not, baby.
I'm worried about you, Bill. Being a lifeguard is a strenuous job, and you're kind of round and flabby for that kind of work.
Well, now, stop worrying, baby. I can swim like a fish. In fact, I'm on my way downtown now to the city pool to take the test.
What test is that, Bill?
Well, everybody's got to pass the test to become a lifeguard. Of course, there's a search for a swimmer like me.
But what happens if you fail that test?
Well, I couldn't be a lifeguard, and I couldn't go to the Sweet Isle Lodge. But there ain't a chance of that, baby.
Uh-huh. Say, as long as you're going down to swim for the test, Bill, how about eating a little something?
No, no, no.
Let me fix you a few dozen hot cakes with sausage and ham and some enchiladas and hot tamales and a dish of tutti frutti ice cream and some dill pickles. And I'll make you a nice marble cake out of real marble, too.
No, no, nothing doing, baby. I ain't eating a thing.
Oh.
Well, so long, honey. See you later, yeah?
Well, Bill's gonna be a lifeguard, and there's nothing I can do about it.
Oh, Beulah!
Yes, Donnie.
What's the matter, Beulah? You sure look sad.
Sad ain't the word for it, Don. I feel lower than a patch on a deep sea diver's pants.
You still upset about Bill, Beulah? Because he's going up to that lodge without you?
Uh-huh. He's going down to the city pool to take the lifeguard test this afternoon.
Well, maybe he'll flunk. That's a tough test they give the lifeguards. Besides swimming, you gotta show him you can save someone from drowning.
Is that so?
Sure. Lots of people can swim good, but not very many can be lifeguards. You can swim, Beulah, but could you be a lifeguard?
No, sirree. If anyone that was drowning saw me coming, they'd think a whale was after them and die from fright.
Well, either way's all right with me. Alice, why not let me take some of that cereal? And you can have these delicious enchiladas and hot tamales and all this chili
Harry,
and beans.
Harry, news for you. I can't stand another bite of this food.
You what?
I don't even want to go to Mexico anymore.
You don't? Well, honey, if that's the way you feel, we can go somewhere else.
Oh, but dear, you were so anxious to go to Mexico, and you're so crazy about this Mexican food.
Darling, baby, where you're concerned, my own feelings don't matter.
Love that man. Say, Harry.
Yeah, dear?
Could I put a few of my dresses in your suitcase?
Certainly, honey.
Oh, Dad, can I put my baseball bat and glove in your suitcase?
Well, sure, son. Just dump them right in here.
Gee, thanks.
Now, if I can get my car in there, we can all go by train.
Stop making such a fuss, my goodness.
Alice, after all, there's a limit to what a suitcase can hold. We'll never be able to close this.
Sure we will, Dad. We can close any suitcase around here when Beulah sits on it.
Donald!
By the way, where is Beulah?
Gee, I don't know, dear. She asked for a few hours off. She seemed excited about something.
Oh, maybe that's Beulah now.
Oh, hello, folks. Can I help you with some of that packing?
Well, now, maybe you can give us a hand, Beulah.
A hand? Gee, to close that suitcase, you'll have to...
Never mind. Well, you certainly seem happy, Beulah.
Well, folks, I got some important news to tell you.
Oh?
Bill flunked his lifeguard test, and he can't go to Sweet Air Lodge after all.
See, I told you he might flunk the test, Beulah.
Well, he flunked all right. Isn't that sad?
Well, but Beulah, Bill's such a good swimmer. How did he fail the test?
Well, there was one part of the test where he had to rescue someone from the water.
Mm-hmm.
Some sweet little girl that pretended she was drowning.
Well, it's amazing that he couldn't pull her out.
It's not so amazing at all, Miss Alice. When you consider that the sweet little girl was me.
You mean that you went down there and volunteered to help with the test?
Uh-huh. There ain't a man alive who could pull me out of the water. It would take the whole Coast Guard.
Well, now you won't be separated from Bill.
That's right, Miss Alice. Of course, this might have been a dirty trick I played on Bill, but all fair in love and war, and trying to get a man to marry you is both. And you're not mad at me, Bill, for making you flunk that lifeguard test?
Are you kidding, baby? I could arrest you from that water as easy as pie.
You could?
Oh, sure. But when you had your arms around me, baby, and I began to think of 2 weeks away from you, I didn't want to pass that test.
Love that man.
Ladies, would you like to have your dishes washed for you every meal, every day of the year? Then listen. New self-washing Dreff practically washes the dishes for you.
You mean Dreff will practically wash my dishes for me?
That's right. New self-washing Dreff saves washing, saves wiping, saves scouring. Yet self-washing Dreff washes your dishes and glasses so clean, they shine even without wiping. You simply let your dishes stand in warm Dreff suds for 2 minutes. Give a swish of the cloth as you rinse, and they're done. While Dreff is washing your dishes, you can do other things. Put things into the refrigerator or wipe the stove.
But what about my pots and pans?
These new self-washing suds have an amazing float-away action that gets under grease, floats away grease, better than any soap in the world. Even burned-on grease rinses away without scouring. Yet, new self-washing Dreff is so mild, you can trust your daintiest washables in its gentle suds. Leaves hands beautifully white and soft. So end your dishwashing drudgery. Get new self-washing Dreff today. Let Dreff wash your dishes for you. Tonight, the Beulah Show and the members of its cast start an 8-week vacation. We'll be back on the air August 28th, and we hope you'll all join us then. And now, here is Beulah, Miss Hattie McDaniel.
Friends, before saying goodbye until August the 28th, I'd like to thank my friends and fellow workers whose names we haven't mentioned, but who have contributed so much to the Beulah Show behind the scenes. Our charming production assistant, Ann Cameron, our organist, Mr. Gordon Kibbe, James Lasham, our engineer, and our sound effects engineer, Vic Lovato. And now, on behalf of our cast, let me wish you the happiest summer you've ever had. We'll see you all in 8 weeks, and God bless you.
The Procter & Gamble Company, makers of Dreff, wish you all a pleasant summer.